Lately, I've been using a new product that I really like. It's called Superbeads. It's based on Nobel Prize winning research and the nitric oxide principle. Nitrates are converted to nitric oxide in the body, which is the secret to Superbeads activity. Call 800-738-2198 or go to intelligentbeads.com. That's 800-738-2198, intelligentbeads.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We got lots of stuff to talk about today, so stay with us. And you can call us 888-302-3684. That's our number, 888-302-3684 for your questions. You can start dialing, and among the things that we're going to be talking about, we're going to look at a variety of stories that have to do with health, including the right formula for how you can mix proteins and carbohydrates and fats in your meal to achieve appetite control. That and other stories in just a moment. 888-302-3684. But first this. What if I told you that a commonly used drug taken by tens of millions of Americans, and this drug is sometimes prescribed not just for a short time, but for decades, could increase your heart attack risk by 16 to 21%. You're going to say, that's incredible. How come I haven't heard about this yet in the mainstream media? I turn on the NBC, the ABC, the CBS Nightly News, and this wasn't one of the headlines, but it should be, because imagine the toll that this drug creates on the American populace. Well, it's now been demonstrated in a massive new study by researchers at Stanford University and Houston Methodist University. Adults who use proton pump inhibitors, these are commonly used acid-blocking drugs used for GERD, acid reflux, drugs like Protonix, Prilosec, Nexium, literally prescribed to tens of millions of Americans. And some Americans are told, you just stay on these drugs. And very hard to get off these drugs because they cause rebound hyperacidity, and then you think you need to be on these drugs. Some people are told to stay on these drugs because of a condition called Barrett's esophagus. It's thought that they need to be on these drugs to prevent cancer, which is turns out to be very rare anyway, even in people with Barrett's esophagus. But according to a new study, and a very, very large one, they looked at 16 million clinical documents representing 2.9 million patients. And what they found was quite disturbing. And this is what the author of the study says. Our earlier work identified that these powerful acid-blocking drugs can adversely affect the endothelium. That's the lining of the arteries, the Teflon-like lining of the blood vessels. That observation led us to hypothesize that anyone taking PPIs might be at greater risk for heart attack. And so they investigated. And here's what they found. The researchers found a clear and significant association between exposure to PPIs and halitosis or not skin rashes, but something pretty severe, a heart attack. What they also found, quite interesting, is that people who took the predecessor drugs, drugs like Tagamet and Zantac, these are milder acid-blocking drugs, which are just fine until this new raft of powerful acid-blocking drugs came on the market. Those drugs didn't cause this type of heart problem. The FDA estimates that 1 in 14 Americans has used proton pump inhibitors. They are the most they're the third most common type of drug taken in the United States. They account for 13 billion in global sales. So this is concerning, and it's not clear why this occurs. But one thing for sure, when you take a proton pump inhibitor drug, it inhibits your absorption of certain critical nutrients. And there's actually now a black box warning on all PPI drugs that say that these drugs can lower your level of magnesium. And maybe, just maybe, this illustrates the critical role that magnesium plays in cardiovascular prevention, is that by lowering magnesium, causing magnesium deficiency, this is one of the pathways that leads to a higher risk of cardiovascular disease. We don't know precisely why. We just know that there is a relationship. But for those who take PPIs, and I understand that some of you may rely on them for relief of GERD or protection against Barrett's esophagus, if you do, make sure you take a magnesium supplement. That'll partially offset the malabsorption that's caused by the PPI, not completely, but at least mitigate it, make it less severe. But also, look at natural alternatives to PPIs. Try, perhaps under the guidance of a nutritionally oriented physician, to taper yourself off and utilize natural substitutes like DGL, or a product that we really like called Endefen, E-N-D-E-F-E-N, which is, it's not available retail, but it's available via nutritionally oriented physicians like myself. We get a lot of orders for Endefen via our website at drhoffman.com. We've got a dispensary, and many people are using it as a natural treatment, a safe treatment for alleviating the discomfort of GERD. All right, let's take some calls. Let's talk to Joan. Hey, Joan, by the way, you, I'm pleased to announce, will be the you're our first caller, so you're going to receive a special gift, which is the Cedarside originally. Yeah, you're excited. The Cedarside original biting insect spray sample pack. And we talk about Cedarside here, and you're going to get a 1, 2.5, and 4-ounce spritzer. Convenient sizes for all your travel and daily needs. That's a $24 value. So congratulations, Joan.
Well, thank you.
And it's, you know, bug season. The bugs are out. So spray yourself to your heart's content. And spray your pets as well. It's a great product. By the way, just for our listening audience, we did a podcast with the CEO and developer of Cedarside this week, which is a podcast you can download from drhoffman.com. It's a great podcast because it's an amazing product. And you'll want to hear more about it. So check it out at drhoffman.com. All right. Thanks, Joan. What's your question?
Thank you. Well, thank you for taking my call also. My question is this. I was diagnosed and had a lumpectomy for breast cancer in 2011. And I have been confused about whether eating soy is a problem because I take Aromedex every day. To get rid of estrogen, since I don't want to duplicate.
Right.
That's my question.
Okay, so, you know, that's a good question. And, you know, this has really been a controversy. And soy, the relationship between soy and breast cancer appears to be complex. First of all, it appears that moderate soy consumption, as occurs in Asia, is probably protective against getting breast cancer in the first place, because the estrogen-like compounds, diazine, types of estrogen-like compounds that you find in soy, act like tamoxifen. Or in some ways like Arimidex, they block estrogen. So while they are estrogen-like, they seem to block estrogen, but they accentuate estrogen in good ways. They help relieve hot flashes. So that would seem like, they're estrogenic. But just like tamoxifen, which is an estrogenic compound that blocks estrogen at the same time, accentuating in some ways. Actually, one of the risks of taking tamoxifen is if you have a uterus still, you can get endometrial cancer. The same thing with soy. It may in some ways accentuate your estrogen, in some ways block it. So this is a fancy way of saying there's a mixed effect. Also, there's non-estrogenic compounds in soy which appear to be anti-cancer in general. They may even have a beneficial effect on non-hormonal cancers like lung cancer. So, you know, genistein, diadzin, these are things that definitely protect the prostate and actually help even if you have active prostate cancer. When it comes to the breast, it's less clear whether you want to be taking soy, especially if you have an estrogen receptor positive cancer. And, you know, my suggestion would be to probably stay away because you're deliberately trying to block the estrogen with the anastrozole or the Femara that you're taking. So, you know, why introduce any kind of estrogenic compound altogether? Although studies have been done in China where they look at women who've had breast cancer. So they're talking about secondary prevention, prevention of, for, you know, from it to come back, which is what you're interested in. And they have found that women who consume dietary soy, not concentrated soy products or soy pills, but just some tofu and some soybeans and, you know, natural soy, that they do not have an increased risk of recurrence of breast cancer. In fact, they have a slightly lower risk of recurrence of breast cancer. In fact, it was basically neutral, maybe favoring protection. So, you know, if so, you go to some place and somebody says, hey, there's some soy in this. It's like, oh, my God, this is not going to make your cancer explode. Besides which, you're taking a blocker anyway. So it might block the effects of any soy that you're taking in dietarily. I wouldn't seek out soy. I would probably wouldn't take, you know, a soy concentrate either, or, you know, have soy powder or use soy concentrates to treat hot flashes, which are very common, by the way, when you're on Femara. Did you get hot flashes when you went on the Femara?
No, I'm beyond all that.
You're past menopause anyway. Okay.
Yeah, I'm past. Yeah. And I really dislike soy, so it's not really a problem.
It's not a biggie, but it's sort of an academic question. And you know, we have to answer this for many listeners who are concerned about that. I almost said consoined about soy. But, you know, that's I'm just lapsing into my New York accent there. Okay, so thanks for your call, and enjoy the Cedarside sample pack. And, you know, you can spray it on yourself liberally, use it on your pets. It's a great product. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 888-302-3684 is our number, and we'll be right back for more of your questions here on Intelligent Medicine.
At Nordic Naturals, we know that a commitment to deliver the world's safest, most effective omega oils requires an exceptional process. That's why we manage every step of production, from boat to bottle. That includes sustainably sourcing wild-caught fish from well-managed fisheries. It means using state-of-the-art equipment and technology at our manufacturing plant in Arctic Norway. Nordic Naturals bottles and encapsulates our omega-3s at our own facility and carefully ships products from our eco-friendly headquarters in California. The result? Nordic Naturals products have received more than 40 awards for taste, innovation, and product excellence. You can trust the quality of Nordic Naturals products and know you're getting all the health benefits omega-3 fish oils offer. Nordic Naturals' high-quality, great-tasting omega-3s make staying healthy easier for you and your family. When choosing an omega-3 fish oil product, choose the number one fish oil in the U.S. Choose Nordic Naturals. Available at natural product retailers or online at nordicnaturals.com.
The best things in life are free. Free of gluten, dairy, allergens, and GMOs. And that's important in today's toxic world. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics has prided itself on purity that creates this certified vegetarian whole food supplement. The nourishing prebiotic culture medium in Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is comprised exclusively of pure spring water, fruits, wild vegetables, mushrooms, and seaweed. This carefully balanced and perfectly blended composition goes through a 3-year fermentation process, allowing it to maximize the natural health-promoting properties of each restorative ingredient. The final result? Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is an organic, living fusion that merges and encourages the evolution of your own exclusive internal bacteria, helping to support a healthy digestive system. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and live free. Look for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine, 888-302-3684. In just a few moments, I'll tell you about a simple trick for controlling your blood sugar. It has to do with timing of the foods you eat, not eliminating certain foods, but timing them properly. Let's talk to John in Queens, New York. How are you doing?
Okay. How are you?
Good.
I take about 10 vitamins every day at the same time. Is that hard on the kidneys?
Well, the answer is it depends. It depends on your status, and it depends on what you're taking. You know, but I'll tell you, I personally take about 12 or 15 different things a couple times a day, and many of my patients do as well. And you know, it really depends on what you take. I mean, things that are harmful for the kidneys are mostly medications. Medications, some of them have to be metabolized through the kidneys. Of course, a lot of things go through the kidneys ultimately. But supplements like fish oil, coenzyme Q10, N-acetylcysteine, for example, these are actually good on your kidneys. They actually help to protect the kidneys. Many of the supplements you're taking may protect your kidneys from the normal wear and tear that occurs. So I would say, you know, not particularly hard on your kidneys. I think that, you know, concerns over people who take handfuls of supplements, generally unwarranted. I mean, I see people like that all the time. Sometimes I tell people, hey, let's give it a shave and a haircut because you're taking superfluous things. I mean, there's a tendency, you know, you listen to this program, you listen to that program, you hear about this on the internet and, you know, this one, that one, and you just keep adding and adding and adding. And sometimes you have to kind of take stock and prioritize, you know, triage, you know, throw a couple of things overboard because otherwise the lifeboat's going to sink, you know, or you're going to, you know, the limitation, the biggest harmful effect might be to your pocketbook rather than to your health. So, you know, far be it for me to go through all the things you're taking now and prioritize them for. That's kind of what I do in the office, you know, on a regular basis. I see patients who want to optimize the vitamin supplement program, and I, you know, they sometimes bring in shopping bags of vitamins. These days, people do something smarter. They use their mobile phone to take pictures of their supplements, and then I can scroll through their mobile devices and see what they're taking, and then more efficiently match their supplements to their actual needs. But mostly, no, not an effect. I mean, what people who have kidney problems, you have a high creatinine, or if you're, you know, headed for dialysis, or if you have really limited kidney function, you may have to take less potassium. There's a certain point, magnesium is very important, but people who have kidney failure have to reduce their magnesium intake. Sometimes strange-sounding Chinese herbs may have incalculable effects on the kidneys. I'd stay away from them if you can't identify what's in them. But mostly, you know, you can't do yourself a heck of a lot of harm by taking even a wide variety of supplements. So don't worry too much about that. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and in just a moment, we'll provide you with a simple trick for controlling your blood sugar. 888-302-3684 for questions related to intelligent medicine.
If you could be more heart healthy just by drinking a glass of earthy vegetable juice daily, would you do it? Probably not. But what if this performance enhancing veggie was transformed into a great tasting circulation superfood drink? It's called Superbeets, and I can help you try it risk-free. Superbeets is loaded with vegetable dietary nitrates that boost nitric oxide levels in your body, and this equals an increase in energy and stamina without stimulants. Dietary nitrates are incredible for supporting healthy blood pressure too. I drink Superbeets in the morning for energy, at the gym for extra long workouts, or in the afternoon as a pick-me-up without the jittery side effects. Call 1-800-664-5617 or go to danishootsbeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free. It comes with your first order, and it's backed by a money-back guarantee. You also get the free book, Beat the Odds, and free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results that you feel with your first free canister, guaranteed or your money back. That's 1-800-664-5617, danishootsbeets.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Cedarside.com has been a leader in the organics movement, creating natural do-it-yourself solutions to insect issues for nearly 20 years. We've only begun to understand the harmful side effects of synthetic chemicals and chemical insect sprays, but the findings are significant. Do-it-yourself natural solutions deserve our consideration. Cedarside Original uses the natural power of cedar oil to kill and repel insects while remaining non-toxic for your family, pets, and the environment. This 100% organic insect spray from Cedarside.com is lab and real-world tested to kill bed bugs, mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, ticks, mites, scorpions, roaches, and more. Go to cedarside.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman at checkout for free shipping or call 844-780-6727 and mention my name, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Replace all your personal and indoor chemical insect sprays with a single bottle of Cedarside Original. Go online to cedarside.com/Hoffman or call now 844-780-6727. Cedarside Original for people, pets, and premises. Say no to harmful synthetic chemicals today. Use cedarside.com for a chemical-free world.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. 888-302-3684. And if you can't get through this hour, there's another way you can get questions to us, and we'll answer them, but not on our weekend program, but during our podcast where we answer questions that you email us. Email them to radioprogram, one word, radioprogram@AOL.com, and we will answer them during our weekly podcast, our Q&A with Layla. Layla Mutants, our Hoffman Center nutritionist, and we tag team on your questions on a weekly basis. And it's a useful feature, so check it out at drhoffman.com. All right, you know, a lot of people endeavoring to reduce their intake of carbohydrates to help optimize the blood sugar, pretty reasonable thing, but you can get a lot of mileage out of a simple strategy that has been revealed in a new study by Dr. Louis Aroney. He is at Weill Cornell Medical College here in New York. I've known him from way back. He's a diet expert. And he did a study, which is an interesting study, that has to do with the timing of when you consume proteins and vegetables and carbohydrates. It turns out that overweight and obese people with type 2 diabetes may feel better after a meal. They start off with vegetables or proteins and end with the carbs. So here's what they did. They recruited 11 people with type 2 diabetes, and they were all overweight or obese. And 1 week they consumed the carbohydrates first, bread and orange juice, and then which by the way, type 2 diabetics have no business consuming. You know, but it illustrates the principle, okay? They would have been better off if they hadn't consumed the bread and orange juice altogether, because that's like fast sugar. Then they ate skinless grilled chicken, and they didn't really have to take the skin off, in my opinion, and a small salad and buttered steamed broccoli 15 minutes later. And then they flipped the script, where they ate the same meal a week later, but the order of the foods was reversed, with the salad and broccoli first, then the chicken, then the carbs. So pretty dramatic difference, which illustrates the principle. When the participants ate vegetables and proteins first, their blood sugar levels were about 29% lower 30 minutes after starting the meal. At 16 to 120 minutes after participants began eating, blood sugar levels were 37% and 17% lower. So this really illustrates the principle of the glycemic load, not the glycemic index, because the glycemic index refers to single foods. Glycemic load is the cumulative effect of all the foods you eat together and their impact on blood sugar. So if you consume some carbs, preload with proteins and vegetables with fiber that slows the transit of the carbs, and even some healthy fats. And then you can have your carbs, and they'll have less of an impact on your blood sugar. It's really quite simple. All right, let's talk to Marie in Staten Island. You've been waiting a long time. Marie, thank you.
Thank you so much. The doctor diagnosed me with inadequate pancreatic enzymes and also inadequate gastrin in my stomach. And
okay.
I know certain interventions to improve the stomach, but like hydrochloric acid. But mm-hmm. And I also take the prescription for the pancreatic enzymes.
You take something called Creon, correct?
Oh, I don't like Creon. I know. I've decided to take Jarrow and facsimilized the same amount.
So it's interesting. The prescription one you didn't tolerate as well as the over-the-counter
retail
product.
No, I did, but I
prefer
to take a Jarrow brand, which I'm a consumer, but I decided that I could do the same amount of amylase, lipase, and protease by taking Jarrow. I just thought a better product than Creon, and also less expensive. But the other thing is that I want to restore the function of my pancreas.
Yeah.
Are there any foods or
I got to say that, you know, here's the problem. As we age, or due to various types of stress, our endocrine organs weaken. So, there's a tendency for men to have lower testosterone as their age. There's a tendency for both sexes to have lower DHEA. There's a tendency for especially women, but also men, to have lower thyroid function as their age.
Yeah.
And your pancreas, it's like three times a day or more. It's called into action year in, year out, hundreds of thousands of times during your lifetime. And eventually it may wear out. And, this may be the effect of food excess in some cases, or just, this poor overworked organ is not working efficiently. And, hey, lucky you, because you were diagnosed appropriately. A lot of people suffer from indigestion, or they have fat intolerance, they get diarrhea after eating, or they just don't digest their food, they feel bloated. And at least your doctor came up with a proper diagnosis, and then you've got to supplement from outside. You've got to take orally the things that your body doesn't provide you with on its own. So you can take some hydrochloric acid prior to meals to help you break down the food in your stomach, and you can take all the pancreatic enzymes in that Jarrow product or whatever you're taking. There are many products that offer a broad spectrum of pancreatic enzymes. You need something to digest carbohydrates, you need something to digest fats, and you need something to digest proteins. And a broad spectrum product has amylase for the carbs, and it has disaccharidases, and it has proteases, and it has lipases. These are all together, and sometimes combined with bile, which also helps to emulsify fats and helps you digest. So don't feel bad about it. I mean, I think this is actually the best form of medicine. It's not a synthetic drug like an acid blocker. It's not like, Prozac or something like that, which is a synthetic way of jazzing the brain. It's giving you back naturally the things that your body doesn't produce on its own. So that's not a problem.
But in other words, there's no way of restoring my stomach function through a food, certain like orthomolecular approaches.
No, I wouldn't say there is. But, the one prospect that we have, and this looms in the future, and I don't think this is ready yet for prime time, but we may have the prospect in the future to restore organs through some kind of stem cell technology. In other words, introducing stem cells into the body that, say, travel to the pancreas and regenerate the pancreas. I think the claims for stem cells are currently overblown. They just inject it into you, and they say these stem cells will travel wherever they need to go, and then they'll fix your brain, they'll fix your heart, they'll fix your pancreas. Whatever you're lacking is going to be regenerated. I'm not sure that is plausible at present, but I think in the future we'll give maybe targeted therapies that are designed to go precisely to the organ that needs support and regeneration, and will help recover function. And that'll be important for people who are with kidney failure, with liver failure, with heart problems, and so on, to get that kind of regenerative medicine. But right now, it's more on the drawing boards, and the future technology will unleash it, I think. Thanks for your call. All right, let's talk to Karen. Welcome. Hi, Karen.
I had a quick question. I'm going to tie in your first two phone calls. First of all, you've given me back quality of life with your recommendation for Endofen. It's been
excellent.
A miracle for me.
Yeah, tell us about that. What was your experience with Endofen?
I had GERD for years, and I was on PPIs. I was having heart palpitations. I was losing my hair, tons of negative effects. And I was only on the Endofen for about a week, and I was able to. I'm completely off all PPIs.
Oh, that's great! So the check is in the mail. Thank you for that. I hired this actor. She's from the same company that the supporters of Donald Trump came from. There's a special agency that sends people. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, it's been life-changing. I'm a fellow triathlete, so you've just enabled me to actually keep up my calorie intake while I do my training. So it's
and that's
awesome.
Great because all the bouncing around that you have to do with triathlons, I mean, when you have GERD, forget about it. You know, this actually causes runner's reflux, which is partially what you had. So great. So anyway, go ahead with the question, please.
It contains 1,000 milligrams of soy lecithin,
yeah.
And I also had an estrogen receptor positive cancer,
yeah.
And I didn't
yeah.
know if this was a concern.
Okay, great question. And, you know, a lot of people have become soy phobic. And first of all, you know, as I said earlier to the caller, it's the you know, soy is probably not harmful, but, you know, I wouldn't take concentrated soy, right? You know, so that's the position I would take. But lecithin is mostly doesn't have any hormonal residue from soy. There is a declaration for people who have like an anaphylactic reaction to soy. It has to be there that there is a soy content. But that soy is not the kind of soy that's going to have an estrogenic effect. And besides, it's there in minute amounts in lecithin that's derived from soy, but doesn't once it's been purified, it doesn't contain much in the way of the hormonal active compounds like diadzin, you know, which is the business end of the estrogenic effect of soy. So I wouldn't worry about it. And, you know, and a lot of people, whenever there's a product that has lecithin or there's a liposomal product where they use microencapsulation, say, for a curcumin that's bioavailable, they see a little soy on that. And women who've had breast cancer are absolutely petrified because they know that soy, they got the connection to be estrogenic. I wouldn't worry about it because, A, we don't even think the estrogen's harmful, and, B, the amount present is infinitesimal. So let me dispel your concerns, and thanks for your positive feedback about Endofit, because a lot of people need to know about this product. It's not available in the health food source. How did you obtain it, Karen?
I get my supplements from a website online. I don't know if you want me to say it,
okay.
But I just ordered
whatever.
It online.
It has to be. Yeah, it has to be online. And we have an online store as well. It's just this is not a product that can be in retail pharmacies and stores. So Endefen, E-N-D-E-F-E-N. You can find it at drhoffman.com as well. Thanks for your call, Karen. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. And when we return, more of your phone calls on the subject of intelligent medicine.
This traffic report from the bloodstream brought to you by Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Well, that inbound blood flow is really slowing down now due to plaque from cholesterol, but help's on the way from Kyolic. More than 750 peer-reviewed research studies indicate that Kyolic not only keeps circulation moving smoothly, it also helps improve a number of cardiovascular risk factors. Kyolic provides powerful antioxidants that help keep your arteries healthy. It reduces homocysteine, a risk factor for heart disease. Unlike other garlic products, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is made from 100% organically grown garlic, is completely odorless, and won't upset your stomach. With all of these heart-healthy benefits, it's no surprise that Kyolic is the best-selling garlic supplement in the world. Look for Kyolic at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere. Help keep your system stay humming along with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract today.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. You know, I've been telling you about Super Beets as a way I've been powering my workouts. It has to do with a nitric oxide connection, which has been shown to support better endurance and athletic performance, but also overall heart health and normal blood pressure. Nitric oxide is essential for normal circulation. And lately, I've discovered an alternative to Super Beets. I mean, Super Beets is fine. It's a powder that you dissolve in water, and it avoids the muss and fuss of juicing whole beets, and it has equivalent benefits. But some days I don't even feel like making the Super Beets, especially since you have to drink something down, and then, you know, you go out jogging, and it's sloshing around in your stomach. So I've been taking Neo 40. Neo 40 is made by the same company. You take these natural fast melt lozenges, and they dissolve in your mouth, and they build your nitric oxide supplies like Super Beets. And this is a great alternative to Superbeats. Superbeats, also a great product. So this month, why don't you try the Dr. Hoffman Heart Health Challenge? You can get a free box of Neo 40 with your first order. You get a free book, free saliva testing strips. They indicate your bodily levels of nitric oxide. And you can get free shipping along with a money-back guarantee. Neo 40, it's tested, patented, and it works. Join me in taking whichever you choose, Super Beats or Neo 40 in convenient lozenges. 800-738-2198. That's 800-738-2198. Or you can go to the website, intelligentbeats.com. That's intelligentbeats.com. All right, let's talk now to Jim. How you doing, Jim?
Good, doctor. Thanks for taking my call. I recently had some blood work done, and the doctor had told me that my body doesn't absorb vitamin B12 like it should. Mm-hmm. So he gave
me... question for you. Are you feeling like tired, knocked out, you can't focus,
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly. So he gave me injectable B12 with some type of an additive to it, which has made a significant difference.
I
do it 2 or 3 times a week. Uh-huh. However,
you self inject this, right? You're able to give yourself the shots.
Yes, correct. Yep, 2 or 3 times a week.
So that's a little cheaper than going to the doctor all the time, because that can run you pretty penny.
Yep. Is there any other way I can do this without injecting myself 2 or 3 times a week? Is there another supplement I could add to a B12 supplement?
Well, yes, you know, sometimes I do this, but I generally don't have to do it long term, because pretty quickly you build up adequate levels of B12, and then you may need just a maintenance shot once a week, or perhaps even just once a month. And then you can take oral B12, and mostly, you know, if you give enough oral B12, studies even show that people who have pernicious anemia, which is the severe form of B12 malabsorption, that you can overcome the malabsorption with a pretty high dose of oral B12. And I like to use either hydroxycobalamin or methylcobalamin B12. So it may be that after a while, I mean, I'm glad you had a good response. The doctor was correct. They, you know, did the right thing. And you got a benefit, but ultimately you may not need the injections. You have to sort of see if after a while you can taper, and then the oral B12 does the trick for you, you know?
Okay.
Sounds
good. Thank you.
Yeah, but, I mean, here, look, I wanted to say about B12. Our current methods for testing for B12 deficiency are at best unreliable, so that there's a threshold that they set up for B12, which is very low. And unless you're below the threshold, they don't recognize whether you have B12 deficiency. So, for example, the cutoff is sometimes 200 or 180 in terms of B12 levels. But I'll get a patient who has a level of 300 or 350 and they feel tired, and then I give them trial of B12 injections or even oral B12, and they feel much better. And here's another thing about B12, is that even if your levels appear normal, that doesn't mean that you can't benefit from sort of supercharging your system with higher levels of B12. B12 is an energizer. Not always. I mean, if you're tired for another reason, if you're tired because you have a gluten allergy, or if you're tired because you have low testosterone or low thyroid, then the B12 isn't going to do any good, because it's actually not addressing the cause. But often B12 injections are a nonspecific way of boosting energy, or oral B12 in some cases, although you really are going to get more of a bang out of a B12 shot. All right, this week at drhoffman.com, we're featuring a great podcast on the subject of inflammation. You know, inflammation has to do with aches and pains, arthritis, but also it has to do with the risk for cancer, cardiovascular disease, and so much more. So we interviewed an expert on the subject, Dr. M.A. Shunney, and you can check out the podcast at drhoffman.com. She gave out a 5-point program for reducing inflammation, and I'll Give you the 5 points. The 5 points are, number one, diet. There is such a thing as a pro-inflammatory diet. The standard American diet is pro-inflammatory. There is an anti-inflammatory diet, which is akin to the Mediterranean diet, which you should follow. Exercise reduces inflammation. Sleep, adequate sleep, tends to reduce inflammation. Stress reduction and coping strategies help you reduce your inflammation. And finally, number five, certain supplements. And we talked about the benefits of fish oil. We talked about curcumin. We talked about vitamin D and many of the natural anti-inflammatory products that you can use to keep your inflammation under control. So check out the podcast at drhoffman.com, and let's see if we can squeeze in a question from Larry in Brooklyn. How you doing, Larry?
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. Are the nutrients in apples removed when it's made into applesauce? I'm looking at a label on a jar of applesauce, and it doesn't give any actual nutrients.
Well, that's because there's just apples in there, and apples are really full of nutrients. And yes, you know, when you prepare applesauce, you know, maybe there's a little bit of a reduction in the fresh nutrients that you find in fresh apples. But applesauce are really great, is a really great source of many nutrients, among which one of the most important is something called quercetin. Quercetin, by the way, is a great natural anti-inflammatory. It protects the prostate. It has some wonderful general effects. So applesauce is fine. Also, it's a great source of a pectin, a soft, soluble fiber that really helps digestion and helps to, you know, is sort of a prebiotic, helps to foster beneficial bacteria in your intestinal tract. So applesauce, fine to take. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Thanks very much.